we have even two sisters come from, three sisters come from Japan, yeah? Notice their last name is true Japanese last name. So thank God they can come to join us. The reason we sing this hymn is we are going to talk about Book of Daniel, and Book of Daniel talk about a lot of prophecies, a lot of visions, and have to do with last days. So give your feeling about Book of Daniel. Please turn to your note, B1. Oh, by the way, what is the two things that you should pay attention when you are in NYTS? That I want to remind you. Two things, huh? Number one thing, sleep. Right? You have to make sure you sleep good. Right, please, everybody? Try your best to sleep good. If you need an earplug, please request from us. If you need anything that we can make you feel a little bit better so you can sleep better, you should do it, because sleeping is very important for you to learn for 2 weeks. And of course, exercise help, right? Why? Because when you exercise, right, you help your blood circulation, then it's easier for you to concentrate in class. So even though it looks like it's very little tiny things for you to do, but it really helps you to study. And of course, sleep is important. Another thing is praying. Yeah, this is what I think is the two things. When you pray good, for sure you can feel the abundance of God, and you can learn much better, and the Lord will add it to you the things that truly needed in your learning over here. So these two things are very critical to me. So please use more of your energy, or try your best to make sure these two things can be do good. Without these two things, you cannot learn good. Without prayer, you cannot study good. Okay? Without sleeping, you cannot study good. That's the two keys. Hopefully, we can encourage one another. The author of Book of Daniel is of course Daniel to many Orthodox Christians, meaning that they truly believe that the prophecy is indeed real and prophecy can be fulfilled. Those who do not believe that Book of Daniel is written by Daniel, it is because they don't believe that a person is able to give so much details concerning human history, concerning Babylon empires, or Persian and Medi, and what, Greeks and Romans, yeah? Book of Daniel give many little tiny details about those kingdoms. And they don't believe that, you know, in people can tell the future. Therefore, they believe that some people simply use Daniel's name, or it is not really written by Daniel, and it is a history recording. When the time goes on, when maybe Roman Empire is gone, then people start to write the Book of Daniel. Or maybe Greeks is gone, then people start to write Daniel. But for us, we believe in prophecy. We believe in that, you know, God is able to tell the future, because it is said in the book of Isaiah. So we believe that it is written by Daniel. Let's turn to Matthew chapter 24, verse 15. Even Jesus confirmed this. That is very important to us. Matthew 24:15. Dennis, would you please read? 24:15. 马太福音24:15.
Therefore, when you see the abomination of desolation spoken of by Daniel the prophet standing in the holy place.
First of all, Jesus acknowledged that Daniel was a prophet. Second of all, Jesus quoted the words of Daniel, telling us that Book of Daniel is trustworthy. The author is Daniel, and it is prophecy. And we believe in Jesus. We don't doubt about Jesus' word. And Daniel is such a wonderful guy. Even he was acknowledged, commended, praised by God. Please turn to Ezekiel chapter 14. Through the mouth of Ezekiel. Chapter 14, verse 14. Ezekiel chapter 14, verse 14. Travis? 但, 以西结书, 14章, 14节. Travis? Yes. Please also read 20.
20. Though Noah, Daniel, and Job were in it, as I live, saith the Lord God, they shall deliver neither son nor daughter. They shall but deliver their own souls by their righteousness.
So we can see that Daniel was acknowledged by the Lord that he was a righteous person. The Lord commended him greatly. And they were also intercessors. They also pray for other people. They are righteous person. Now this is the so this is the author of Daniel. Of course, Daniel. The meaning of Daniel is what?
When I say I put on the board, it means it will be in the test. Yeah.
Meaning of Daniel means what? According to the note, means what? Jeffrey. The judgment of God. And of course, Daniel was a man greatly beloved by God. We will talk about it in chapter 1. Now, Daniel lived a long life. He lived until, in author item 3, Daniel lived until at least the third year of Cyrus, until year 536 B.C., which is called in Daniel chapter 10, verse 1. Then if you calculate the history, if you lead until Cyrus and calculate until Daniel, Nebuchadnezzar's time, we can see that he was at least living about 80 to 90 years of age. So when he was captured, he was probably only like teenagers. This is, we calculated based on the Bible. Then the uniqueness of Book of Daniel. Now, Book of Daniel, one thing is very interesting is that it's written in two languages. One is in Hebrew, the other is in how do you pronounce it? Aramaic. Thank you. Aramaic. From chapter 2, verse 4 to chapter 7, 28. I think, well, if you know two languages, yeah? Write it down, please. Or mark whatever. This will be in the test. Just try to help you, yeah? It's written in two languages. Why is that? When it was written in Hebrew, actually the message, he hoped that Jewish people is able to understand better. When he was writing in Aramaic, actually he was talking about Gentile stories, Gentile world, many things about Gentile kingdoms. Therefore, he was written in the language that is understandable in the Gentile world too. Okay? So when he used Hebrew to write, actually that had to do with the many, many visions, that had to do with the little horn. Later you will learn that little horn, 小角. To do with this Xiaojiao, this Antichrist. Now, Daniel talked about a lot of temple destroyed by that little horn, by that Xiaojiao, and the Jewish people need to aware of that because it indeed occurred, according to my understanding of book Daniel, twice. One is in Greek's time, the other is in Roman's time, and which is recorded in Daniel very clearly. So, you know, Jewish people got to understand this because you got to tell your children in the future, the temple will destroyed. You guys, now you're captured, but after you go back to rebuild the temple, you are going to be ruined again. Something's going to happen to you guys. So he was written in Hebrew. So you can see Daniel is very, very smart person. He was able to serve in two kingdoms in the foreign lands. And he not only he can speak the foreign languages, he was even able to write in foreign languages. This is one uniqueness of it. Now, 启示文学 in English, how do you pronounce it? 启示文学, apocalyptic literature.
天启文学了啊？啊？
Louder, please. Apocalyptics is over here. In under, I don't need to write, but you need to write down, right? This will be the test, right? Apocalyptic literature, 天启文学. In the New Testament, which book is this type of books? It is called Revelation. Yeah. The Old Testament, there's a... Yeah, how come you're here? Oh, yeah, I'm sorry. Because as I noticed you, I'm supposed to go to graduate class. Oh, you're a counselor. Sorry. Oh, yeah. Okay. Sorry. So Daniel is the revelation in Old Testament. Right? It's similar to Book of Revelation in Old Testament. Now, 天启文学, apocalyptic literature, have several characteristics. It's over here. Now, a person write down the visions that are given by God, and he have to do with the future dates. This is called 天启, 跟未来有关系的, 都是神给意象的, 跟未来有关系的, 是神所启示的, 天所启示的, 叫天启, is from heaven, given by God, concerning the future. Now, this is... this one of these uniqueness. Now, we have very little knowledge concerning the 400 years between New Testament and Old Testament. We call it 两约之间, the time between New Testament and Old Testament. We have very little knowledge about it. Right? Right, because Old Testament is ended by Zechariah, yeah? From Zechariah to Matthew, we have very little knowledges. Now, the same token, when the Jewish people was captured to the foreign land, we have very little knowledge what's going on with Jewish people. Now, without Book of Daniel, now we have very little knowledge about those kind of ideas, but because of Book of Daniel, then we start to have more insight concerning, oh, what kind of life it is to live in Babylon? Oh, how does the king treat the Jewish people? Those kind of information are provided so we can understand better, more information concerning how it was going on in those days when they are captured. Now, well, added one more point. It is not in the note, huh? Because Book of Daniel is talking about the persecution in the Gentile war, the situation when the chosen people in Gentile, when they were captured in Gentile war, it also tells us that what the members will be persecuted in the last days in Gentile world. Okay? 听得懂我的意思吗? Huh? So nowadays, like if you live in mainland China, right? Now you go through communist persecution. Now if you read a Book of Daniel, or you know, you go through some country's persecution, you read Book of Daniel, you will say, oh, a lot of message that is really talking to me. Right? Talking about that kind of information. Now this talk about author and his uniqueness. Now, we are going to talk about background. In the Book of Daniel, you got to understand that there are three superpower countries in that. At the beginning of that generation, yeah? My drawing is very bad, huh? Assuming, yeah? Now, who is fighting? Lebanon is fighting Israelites, right? Right? Say right, please, because the map is very bad. Assuming Lebanon is over here, Israel is over here, right? Now, in ancient time, there was a very strong, powerful country, superpower country called Assyria, Assyria. What is that in? Yeah, Sugo, yeah? It's somewhere around here, right? Assyria is a superpower country. Sugo, right? Down here, there's a superpower country, is Egypt, yeah? Egypt is a superpower country in the ancient time. And Israel is in between, like a sandwich. So usually they need to, nowadays the same thing, you know, they are sandwiched by a lot of Muslim country, yeah? And then another superpower is over here, is Babylon. Babylon, where? Liang He Liu Yi, two rivers, Euphrates and Tigris, yeah? Babylon, actually, there was a river go through, actually it's nowadays Iraq, where we attacked, yeah? Your president, or my president, no, I'm a citizen. we attack over there. Actually, it was Babylon. There were three superpower at the very beginning, when Israelites was destroyed. Now, when Daniel was captured, it is when Babylon, when he go down, this guy tried to. These two superpower, this united together to fight this guy, and then Nebuchadnezzar was able to not only defeated him, was able to also control him, and because this is in between, yeah, this is in trouble too. So later on, Nebuchadnezzar also take Jerusalem, and the very first time, Daniel was captured back to Babylon. So if this kind of background and understanding, so you when you read Bible, you know much better. And of course, later on, Babylon was taken over by Persian and Medes, right? And then the superpower come from what? Greek, Roman, Greece over here in Europe came over to overtake this side. And then the Romans, it became Europeans territory based on the history, right? So it's Babylon, Persian, and then Sila, Greek, and Rome, right? This is Europe. Europe is over here, yeah? Right? It's a very bad map, but just try to imagine. So this is the background. So when you study Book of Daniel, you have this kind of idea within you, so you know what's going on with the books. Okay, so the rest of it you can read. The structure is very important, but unfortunately, the structure is totally wrong. So your homework is restructure the structure. Page 2. I want to give you some hint for you to correct it. For some reason, those lines are all wrong. Huh? Now, from chapter 1 to chapter 6, they are focused on history. What do you mean by history? They are all talking about, you know, those human countries' event. They were captured to the Babylon, and Nebuchadnezzar had a dream, and Nebuchadnezzar set up an idol, and then you know, they forced people to worship the idol, and he had another dream, and all these Gentile histories, yeah. And the later part actually talk about visions. Now, in the history, the king has a lot of vision. It is Daniel who interpret the visions. But later part, when you talk about Israelites. Visions about Israelites, it is the angels explain visions to Daniel. Do you understand the difference? Okay? So, because this chart is very important, yeah? But there are no mistakes. From chapter 1 to chapter 4, actually, talk about who? Kingdom. It's talk about Nebuchadnezzar. But in your chart, it's what? Chapter 1 to chapter 2 only, yeah? Is that right? So it is wrong. It is chapter 1 to chapter 4, it is talking about King Nebuchadnezzar. Chapter 5 is talk about Belshazzar. Chapter 6 talk about Darius. Yeah? Darius. Now, chapter 7 and chapter 8, the vision was occurred at the time when Daniel had that vision. It is at the time of Belshazzar. It's chapter 7 and chapter 8. Now, chapter 9, at the time of Darius, Daniel had a vision that he recorded in chapter 9. It is at the time of Darius. Now, actually, if you do not believe in me, you just read the Bible again, you will notice that, because very beginning of the chapters, it talk about at what year Daniel had this vision. Okay? So you can reconstruct the structure by yourself. Now, from chapter 10 to chapter 12, actually, Daniel, this is in Cyrus, King Cyrus, Daniel had those visions. Now, and chapter 1 is written in Hebrews, some of them. We just talked about it, yeah? Only from chapter 2, 4 to 7, point A is written in Aramaic. So, of course, chapter 1 is introduction. This is by, it's all wrong. And till chapter 7 is talk about Gentile world. And the visions talk about the chosen people. To me, this chart is very important, because if you understand this chart, you can comprehend many things about Daniel, Book of Daniel. Okay? So, quiz. Let me see if you truly understand what I'm saying. Tai Chi. If you can divide it, Daniel into two parts, what would you like to, what can you divide it? There are many ways you can do it. Yes, very good. You just raise your hand. What else you can divide it? Visions and history, very good. What else? Yes, language-wise, yeah? You can divide it also with language, yeah? Yeah, you're very good. I think you got my idea. Now, I want to, how many of you have already read Book of Daniel before you come here? Please raise your hand. Okay. Now, not many of you, huh? So I want to go through patterns and highlight important stuff. So when you read it, you understand what you are truly reading, huh? Please turn to, now I want to tell you, chapter 1 to chapter 6, there's a pattern. The pattern is very simple, and I will prove it to you. Always come with, first of all, like difficulties, yeah? And then followed by what? Rely on God. And followed by what? God solve it, yeah? Or glory, solve it. Solve it, or glory to God, right? Like, very interesting, every chapter is talk about the same pattern. You always go with a problem and then end up with the glory of God. When the problem comes, a believer just, you know, trusting in the Lord, relying on the Lord. This is exactly what should we do when we live in Gentile countries. Now, you should expect it that difficulty might come, but when you rely on the Lord, you shall have victories. And the Lord will be glorified because of your virtues of relying on God. It's always like this. That's try to prove it to you, yeah? Please turn to 都是从有困难先, right? 然后他们就依靠神, 然后最后得到解决, 每一章都是这样的一个 pattern, 这样一个结构, huh? Let's turn to Daniel chapter 1. So Daniel chapter 1, what is the problems in Daniel chapter 1? Quickly, we don't have time. Please, anybody say something, if you read it. What is the problem they encounter? Hello? Huh? Yes, they were captured and they need to eat the food offered to the king. And of course, they rely on God. They try not to do it, try their best not to do it. And eventually, what happened? They got promoted, right? They solved and they got promoted. And chapter 2, what is the difficulties? There's a difficulties, yeah? The difficulty is what? Joseph, what is difficulties? There's a dream. Nobody is able to understand it. And right? And then the king wanted to kill all the wise guys, right? And then what happened? Daniel relied on God and was able to solve it, right? And they relied on God and then ended with what? He was able to solve it, yeah? Hello? Do you understand what I'm saying? Okay, chapter number 3, what is the problem? Yes, they set up an image and want everybody to worship, and the three people do not want to worship by relying on the Lord. Later on, what happened? It was solved. God's name was glorified. Number 4, chapter 4, Daniel have a dream, the king have a dream of a tree. Nobody is able to understand it. And then Daniel was able to understand it, and then talk about fulfillment of the tree. And Nebuchadnezzar give glory to God. Please read chapter 4, verse 37 to prove my point. 4:37. Raymond, would you please read? 4:37. Okay, good. Chapter 5, the same thing. So you can see that Nebuchadnezzar even praised the Lord. Chapter 5 started with a problem. There was a word appear on the wall. Nobody is able to do it. And by the power of God, Daniel was able to interpret it. And then that is the end of Babylon kingdom. And it was solved. Chapter 6, the same thing. There was a difficulty. Daniel was forced not to pray. But Daniel continued to pray. And God saved Daniel from the mouth of lion. So it is all the same pattern. All the same. Every chapter, all the same pattern. Right? Now, from chapter 7, talk about visions. Homework. Because I assume you study before you come. Yeah. Shall I go to chapter 7 and on is all visions. Chapter 7 is the same, talk about the same history as chapter 2. Your homework is compare chapter 2 and chapter 7. Right? Try to explain what can you find, the similarity between these two visions. I know it's going to be very difficult when you first do this homework, because without explanation, it might be a little bit difficult. But just let you know that I need you to draw the picture. Right? Chapter 2, there's an image, yeah? Golden head, and who is golden head? Silver chest, and bronze waist. And the leg is what? It's iron, half iron. Of course, you draw a picture. This is golden color, silver color, yeah? Medi and Persian, and then Greek, and East Roman, and West Roman. It's very clear, yeah? And then later on, you see, how come God used lion in chapter, what? Which chapter now we're talking about? Chapter 7, right? How come God used lion to talk about Babylon? Lion with eagle's wing, right? A lion with eagle's wing, lion is the king of animals. Eagle is the king of birds. And Babylon was what? Was gold, right? The most precious, what material, like metal. So you see, when the vision will never contradict to itself, always the greatest material described the first Babylonian kingship. Now come to this part. Of course, use bear. Bear is also a very strong animal. Of course, there are some historical background. Talk about this bear was able to pick up 3 bones, because that talk about Persian and Medi, they destroyed three very powerful countries in their generation. Now, this historical background to prove it, but tell you that, you know, bear is also very powerful. And then they talk about Greek, yeah? Greek is what? Greek, first king of Greek is what? Alexander the Great, right? Alexander the Great, yeah? Now, you can see, before age 30, he already overcome the three continents. So the most important thing is what? His speed, yeah? Now, bao, how do you call bao in English? Leper. Now, bao is what? Very fast. And not only is described the third beast, not only is fast, but he was given wings of bird, not eagle, huh? So you can see, it's Greek is strong, but not strong as what, Babylon, but it talk about his speed. Bao is very, leper is very quick, yeah? And with bird's wing, talk about his quick. And the fourth beast, you can see, there's iron teeth, right? And these two legs in the golden image is what? Mix of iron and clay, yeah? Iron feet. This is talking about Roman Empire, right? So you can see, actually, God's word never contradicts itself. 神的话总是是一致的。这个两个意象，第二章跟第七章都是一样，都是谈到这个巴比伦到罗马帝国。那他们的相似的地方呢？ What is the similarity? Like you try to analyze it, and then you can have better understanding concerning. Oh, this is Book of Daniel, right? I want to highlight concerning from chapter 8. Actually, most important thing is the chosen people, yeah? So chapter 8, there's a little home. Comes out already. Chapter 8 talk about, actually started from chapter 7, yeah? Chapter 7, there's a little home already. Verse 20, chapter 7, verse 20. Would you please read, Ricky?
10 horns that were on its head and the other horn which came up before which 3 fell, namely that horn which had eyes and a mouth which spoke pompous words,
okay, this one form beside these 10 forms, actually, is later on, he was Antichrist. They will hurt Jewish people. Now, we understand, this guy is talking about Roman Empire. And who is that little horn in Roman Empire? There are many explanations, yeah? But we will try to go into it in this class. This is only review. This section only review. Now, chapter 8. Chapter 8 talk about a Greek period of time. Greek period of time. This is a little horn also. Please read, where's the little, verse 8, when? Okay, now verse 9. Okay, now you see all form refer to power, a country, a powerful king, right? Now, when King Alexander the Great died, what happened to his country? Did he get married when he died? Did he have son? No, what happened to his country? Divided into 4 sections. So you see, if you read this part, yeah? This, he got... very unique horn, and then that unique horn was knocked down. That means the Alexander the Great was knocked down, and then 4 horn comes out. Means that four general take over Alexander's kingdom, and then there's a little horn come out. Verse 9. Who just read it? Please, verse 9. Yes, this little horn actually is Antichrist. He go to the glorious land, which refers to Israel. So this little horn actually, this king later on actually destroyed the temple too. So you can see, all those visions have to do with the Israelites' temples. From chapter 9 to chapter 12 is the final vision. And this gives a lot of detailed information concerning how this little horn in Greek age, they trample the temple of God. Even give more details about it. And of course, I'm sorry, that is from chapter 10 to chapter 12. And chapter 9, it is 77. Now there's another important vision concerning 70. 77. This vision also referred to Jewish history and the last days. Please read chapter 9, verse 25 to 26. Wen Chao. Okay, so you can see there were 70, you say weeks, yeah? But actually, weeks is a period of time, 77. What exactly seven is, it could be week, could be years. It's a period of time. Now, at that time, after verse seven, we can see Jerusalem will be rebuilt. This is verse 7. After 62:7, Jesus Christ will be born, and the anointed one, Jesus Christ's kingdom will be born, and then he will be cut off, meaning that Jesus Christ will die for human beings, and later on he will make a permanent covenant with his people. That is the very last seventh. He shall make his covenants with many people. And then the very last part of last seven talk about the last days. So again, this all have to do vision about the last days and or the history that have to do with Jewish people. That is chapter 10. Chapter 9. And chapter 10 to chapter 12 is the last visions, which is talk about, I just mentioned the details concerning the little horn who is going to harm the temple of God. A detailed recording is in the later part of chapter 11. So that is the book of Daniel. Now, after go through this, I hope give you an impression that chapter 1 to chapter 6, even though it's all history, but there's a pattern, right? So you rely on the Lord. The Lord's name will be glorified, and you shall have victory, your problem will be solved. And from chapter 7 and on, usually all talk about like little horn, and the little horn, they all like antichrist. They will tremble the temple of God. And then there were 77, actually it's not only, you talk about after the temple of God was destroyed, there will be a time of rebuild. Now, then later on Jesus Christ will come, and be cut it, and then Jesus Christ will fulfill his eternal kingdom, and the very last day is still difficulty might come. And 10 to 12, again, many prophecy concerning, detailed prophecy concerning Epiphany, the king, Epiphany the fourth, the king of Greeks, how he offered pigs in the temple, how he defiled the altar of God, how he destroyed, how he killed the priests. Many details concerning that. So that's no wonder a lot of people do not believe that Book of Daniel is a prophecy, because a lot of detail was given. But of course, if God wanted, we know that those visions are given by to Daniel, explained by angel, and will never be wrong. So that is Book of Daniel. This is outline of it. Do you have any question concerning Book of Daniel? We are done. All night, of course. Okay. I only have 5 minutes left. So do you have any questions? Yes. Little horn is Antichrist. Unique horn when it recorded by 灰长的脚. It's very special horn when you read that 灰长的脚. How do you say 灰长的脚? Unique horn. is referred to. Very unique person, Alexander the Great. We will go into the detail when we go to that. Or you shall read your note and that it passed on. There are a lot of details over there. Yeah. But when the Bible says little horn, 小脚, always refer to Antichrist. And when we explain Book of Daniel, there's one thing you got to pay attention. Prophecy is what? 多重应验的. Prophecy usually is what? 多重应验的. It means it will fulfill in many occasions. Okay? When Daniel says that the one who do terrible thing will standing on the temple of God, 行毁坏可憎的必站在圣地. When Daniel say about that word, actually this occurs in Epiphany 4 in Greek time. Really, this guy just you know defiled the temple, and then Jesus also called the same thing. Jesus also called the same thing in Matthew chapter 24-25. Yeah, he says that be aware of it. The one who defiled the temple will be here. 行毁坏可憎的必站在圣地. He quote exactly the same word that Daniel's word. It fulfilled over here already. How come Jesus quoted again? Actually, when Titus, the general of Roman, actually came again to what? Destroy the temple. To kill many Jewish people. And then Jesus will talk about the last days. Be aware of it. In the last day, the one who defiled the temple will be in the temple too. Yeah? So the prophecy that talked by, said by Daniel actually keep fulfilling. 这叫多重应验. Repeat it, fulfill many times. Like it was here, and it will be in the last day. So when you read the book of Daniel, a lot of times it looks like Antichrist is only at the history. No, Antichrist will be nowadays. Antichrist is Dan Brown. The one who write Da Vinci Code. That's my personal feeling, yeah. But I will explain this to you later on. No, Antichrist is now. Now you think that you think you are reading history, but no, it's not. It's more than history. It's nowadays. You see many Antichrist coming out, right? So you see, we read this, we should be aware of last day situation. 达文西密码是敌基督的，啊，记得这个就好了。 We'll talk about it later on. We'll talk about the musical because I know you guys know these movies and many things about it. But yes, indeed, it's really a lot of things that really go against our understanding, try to draw people away from God, actually. But of course, the Antichrist, the more seriously, Antichrist will go into the temple and defile the temple in the last day especially, right? This is the introduction and overall of Book of Daniel. Any other question? Thank you for your question. Any other question? If not, I think we shall kneel down. 是不是20分结束嘛，对不对？